And we're back on at Billy Goat Hill. One last visit here. Tell you what, we've been enjoying talking with Melissa Weathers and really what they're doing here. Melissa, and they all got kind of nervous when I said this. Talk to me about your employees. You got a lot of great folks who help to make this run every day.
I do. I have 11 employees. All of them have been with me for at least a year and a half. So we've lost a couple of employees. A couple of them to school. They went off to college. Can't do anything about that.
Right.
And then we've had just a couple quit for different reasons. But I have to say, I've been very blessed with keeping good employees who are very good at what they do and see my vision also and my husband's vision. I have one employee that has his own business. He does the Follow the Drip, the seafood. So he does that up here on the weekends, on Sundays. And then, of course, another employee that used to have a food truck but who's decided to get out of that business. All my teenagers that I have, they're good. I mean, you know, people talk about how bad teenagers can be, but I have to say the four that I have, I guess I just have three now. They come to work when they're supposed to, and they do a good job when they're here. And so, and if they don't just sit around, they find something to do. I can't complain about my employees. They're really good. I trust them to do what they're supposed to when I'm not here. So.
And that's important. You got to have that in a business like this, because you got to know the folks here can cook and take care of things like you want your customers taking care. And customer service is a big part of Billy Goat Hill. I mean, you have folks who show up here every day with you, and you know they like know what they you know what they like, and a lot of times you can probably have it ready before they get in here.
Well, yeah, we definitely have a 5:30 group of men that come in every day. And now they will change up their orders, but I mean, you know exactly what they want, and they feel comfortable enough that when their coffee cups are low and we're busy and we can't get it, they'll just go get the coffee pot and fill everybody's coffee up for them. No matter who's in here, they'll ask them if they want coffee. So, and they're pretty patient with us, because sometimes Krista and I, it's all we can do in the morning times. Is you know, there's really no rhyme or reason to when we'll be busy and when we won't be busy. They all just come in. If you want to know anything that's going on or need to solve the world's problems, come at 5:30.
5:30, okay.
And we'll get that for you. You'll understand. But no, we love all of our customers, and about a month ago we lost one of our customers. They had a heart attack. And it hurt. That was the third customer within about the last 6 months that we lost, that were pretty regular, either here every day or at least three or four times a week. And so they become like family to you.
Right.
And so when they're not here, it hurts. So
through your farm to table effort, you guys are actually, and I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, some food in Todd County schools too, right?
We do. This year we have been providing all of the ground beef to Todd County schools. We started last year, actually, the end of last school year, and we've done it again this year. And then we did provide sirloin steaks one day for all the high school students. That's through a new grant that's out there. Not sure if the grant will be around next year, but if it is, we look forward to serving Todd County schools again with our beef for their anything that has ground beef in it.
Obviously, you spent many years there, so to know that they're getting good, nutritious food from the farm has to mean a lot to you.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said that you said they spent a lot of years at the school system, so to know they're getting good, nutritious food at the school has to make you feel good.
It does. It does. It makes me feel good, and it makes me feel good that the school, you know, I was there almost 18 years, and it does make me feel good when they ask me to do something for them, because I feel like that they trust me with their students and with what we're providing for them, whether it be through the meat grant or through any catering that we do. And of course, I spent many years doing the announcing for the basketball and keeping the scorebooks. I think it was somewhere around 12 or 14 years. It was all during when my older kids were at school, and even after they've been out of school 6 and 5 years now. So, and I just retired from that last year, but if they need me, they know they can call me, and I'll be there to help them. So,
All right, I got to ask your opinion. What's your favorite breakfast and lunch item on the menu? What do you like to have?
Oh, when people see me out eating somewhere else, they're like, why are you not eating at your restaurant? And I tell them, I say, well, it's not because I don't like my restaurant. I love it. But when you cook something every day, you want something different. And Chris and I were actually talking about this one day this week. She said she went to Russellville, and she just said, you know, nothing sounds good. No restaurant sounds good, because when you just see food all day long. So, but I guess for me, for breakfast, I mean, I like your basic bacon, eggs, and toast. So that's what I like. But I normally eat a sausage biscuit, because that's what's quick and can get that down and get lunch ready to go. And for lunch, I love my meatloaf. Now, I know I make it, but I have to say, a lot of my recipes come from one of my old managers at the high school and how she cooked. Right. And so she gave me a lot of her recipes. And so they're actually her recipes, and we just put them together. So I had two really great, a manager and a great cook at the high school years ago, and they gave me a lot of their recipes to use up here. So a lot of our recipes come from them. And then somebody will say, like the syrup, for instance. The internet is a great tool. All you have to do is Google. Now, you might find the 100 different recipes, but right, find the one that you think is going to be best, right. And then, of course, you tweak it yourself to make it. But I would say the meatloaf is my favorite, the special that we serve, and, of course, you can never go wrong with a cheeseburger.
Right. What about for you and Robbie to do something like this in your own home community here, Todd County? What does it mean to you guys to how the community has supported Billy Goat Hill since you've opened the restaurant and your store as well?
It feels good. I was nervous because I was with the school system 17 years. I only had three more years to go before I could retire. And my plan was to retire when our youngest graduated, which she graduates in 3 years. So just to decide to up and decide to quit and do this, you have to have a lot of faith.
Right, you do.
You have to have that God's going to be there with you, and that the community's going to support you. And, of course, like I said, most of the people that come in here daily are people that I just met because of opening the restaurant. Right. And they're people that I know now are good friends, and they're going to support us no matter what support from our family and our friends also. I have had, like I was telling somebody just today, I've had third and fourth cousins that I'm close to that live 2 and 3 hours away who have just driven to Elton just to come support us and eat here, and that makes me feel good too, that they would be willing to do that for us. And it's real fun when you look up and you see somebody. Just Saturday, we were so busy Saturday. I don't know what was going on. That was probably our busiest Saturday we've ever had, and we're usually pretty busy on Saturday. But a young couple came in and sat behind me, and I was cooking, and I didn't really get to look at them until I turned around to give them their food, and I realized it was a girl that worked for me at Applebee's in Springfield. And she had come up to go to Schlebox and said, I want to go eat at Melissa's restaurant. So, you know, those kind of days are really fun when you see people that you haven't seen in years walk through the door and to support you, because they don't have to, but it's nice that they do.
I think it's fantastic. Can't wait to see where you guys go next, Melissa. Exciting things for you in the future. And whenever I play, we'd love to come visit with you and eat when we're in town. And so keep up the great work. Billy Goat Hill, you and Robbie are doing a fantastic job. I need to talk to your husband sometime. We need to talk a little cattle genetics sometimes. I'd love to visit with him.
Oh, yeah. He'll talk cows with you. I don't know if he'll talk to you on the radio. He's a pretty private kind of person. But we thank you for coming in today.
I love what you guys are doing here. Billy Goat Hill on the square in Elton. Of course, we're talking agriculture and the importance of agriculture, truly a food farm-to-table restaurant here at Billy Goat Hill. We're on WEKT 1070 and 92.1 FM.